The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurants section, NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant food and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, and the Triangle Food Blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Before we get started, here is a quick reminder of what the NNO readings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary, 4 stars are excellent, 3 stars are above average, 2 stars are average, and 1 star is fair. From the News and Observer, Raleigh chef Ashley Christensen is a semifinalist for National James Beard Award. This was published February 27th by Drew Jackson. The James Beard Foundation released its list of semifinalists Wednesday for the organization's prestigious Restaurant and Chef Awards, and it includes several North Carolina food and beverage leaders. Raleigh chef Ashley Christensen is once again a semifinalist for the top James Beard Award of Outstanding Chef in the country. Last year, she was one of 5 nominees shortlisted for the honor, which ultimately went to New York chef Gabriella Hamilton of Prune. This is Christensen's 4th year as a semifinalist for the award. She previously won Best Chef Southeast for her Pools Diner in downtown Raleigh. This year's Best Chef Southeast contenders, with 8 of 20 coming from North Carolina, truly stretch from the state's mountains to the sea. In the Triangle, Chidi Kumar of Garland in Raleigh, Stephen Devereaux Green of Herons at the Umstead Hotel in Cary, and Oscar Diaz of the Cortez in Raleigh are all semifinalists. Herons was named Restaurant of the Year last month by the News and Observer's restaurant critic Greg Cox. Diaz is a first-time semifinalist. The Cortez, which opened in 2017, is one of Cox's honorable mentions for his annual Best Of list in 2018. The restaurant, from the same owners as Jose and Sons and Diaz, were featured in Time magazine's South issue in 2018, highlighting the restaurant's blend of North Carolina ingredients and Mexican dishes, hailed in the story as advancing Southern dining. Elsewhere in the state, the category's semifinalists are Marwin Irani of Chai Pani and Kate Button of Curate, both in Asheville. Joe Kindred of Kindred and Gregory Collier at Loft and Cellar, both in Charlotte, and Dean Neff at Pinpoint in Wilmington. In other awards, Durham's Sean Lilly Wilson of Full Steam Brewery is a semifinalist for Outstanding Wine, Spirits, and Beer Professional. In Asheville, barbecue restaurant Buxton Hall's Ashley Capps is on the list for Outstanding Pastry Chef. Both are national awards. The Stanley in Charlotte is up for the National Award for Best New Restaurant. The finalists will be named March 27th and will include Media and Cookbook Awards. The Media Awards will be presented April 26th with the Award Gala May 6th in Chicago. In the history of the Beard Awards, 4 have come home to North Carolina. Chef Ben Barker of Magnolia Grill was the first to win one, earning Best Chef Southeast in 2000 for Durham's now-closed Magnolia Grill. 3 years later, his wife Karen Barker won Outstanding Pastry Chef in 2003, a national honor. Barker died earlier this month. In 2011, Andrea Rusing won Best Chef Southeast for Chapel Hill's Lantern, followed by Christensen in 2014. The Southeast region remains highly competitive, encompassing some of the South's higher-profile dining cities such as Charleston, Nashville, and Atlanta. Last year's Outstanding Chef Southeast Award went to South Carolina pitmaster Rodney Scott, who is only the 2nd Beard winner ever to primarily cook barbecue. Scott's 2-year-old Charleston restaurant, Rodney Scott's Barbecue, makes barbecue in the whole hog tradition most commonly associated with Eastern North Carolina. The Beard Awards emphasize the role that chefs play in their community as well as in their kitchens. Christensen has become known for her activism as much as her macaroni and cheese. She regularly speaks out about causes she is passionate about. Her restaurants all have "Don't Forget Kindness" on their windows. Meanwhile, in the aftermath of Hurricane Florence, several chefs, including Christensen, Kumar, Green, Diaz, Raleigh's Scott Crawford, and other locals, came together to stage benefit meals. Also from the News and Observer, Brewery Bavana is throwing its own beer festival. That means unlimited beer and dumplings. Published February 20th, also by Drew Jackson. Brewery Bavana can be found at brewerybavana.com, brewerybavana.com, and their phone number is 829-998. Beer kegs from some of the country's top beer makers will come to Raleigh next month for Brewery Bavana's first beer festival, the inaugural Soft Beer Fest. The acclaimed hybrid of dim sum, brewery, and flower shop will host the festival Sunday, March 31st from 2 to 6 p.m. in downtown Raleigh. Bavana's beer has made it to festivals all over the country, brewer Patrick Woodson said, and that the time had come to throw a party of their own. We're about 2 years in and wanted to celebrate all the folks we've gotten to know from around the country and bring them to Raleigh, Woodson said. We're excited about the state of Raleigh and love an excuse to host a lot of people. Bavana quickly became one of Raleigh's highest-profile restaurants when it opened in 2017, collecting a Bon Appetit nod as one of the country's 10 best new restaurants and a Forbes mention as one of the coolest places on the planet to grab a bite and eat. In the last year, it's the beer that's been racking up the attention, showing up on Thrillist's summer roundup of the country's best new breweries and online beverage production Vine Pairs case for Raleigh being one of the best places to drink in the world in 2019. As for the title of the party, Soft Beer, Woodson said that's more loosely defined with no real hard and fast meaning. Infinitely quaffable, Woodson offered, saying that to him it meant Bavana's barrel-aged saisons. We left it open-ended, and part of the fun will be seeing what it means to each individual brewery. What is their interpretation of soft beer? Brewery Bavana announced the new festival in an Instagram post, teasing out a lineup that includes behemoth craft beer pioneers like New Belgium, to national favorites like Oxbow Brewery and Trive Brewing, and North Carolina rising stars Zeliacath and Fonta Flora. Woodson said the festival's maiden voyage has something to do with the current state of Moore Square, which remains an active construction zone in downtown Raleigh, but whose renovation is scheduled to be completed this year. If things go well, Bavana has their eyes on the square for an encore. It's the first year we're doing it. It'll be an experience for us to learn how it goes, Woodson said. We'd really love for next year to spill out into the park and build a much larger festival. We hope to grow into a bigger affair. The festival will cap at 300 tickets, which includes unlimited pours and food and a tasting glass. For comparison, Bavana's dining room has seating for 206, Woodson said. The cap aims to keep the festival intimate, Woodson said, rather than a beer-guzzling frenzy. We wanted to keep it at a level where we could meet every single person that's there, Woodson said. Beer festivals used to only mean getting as many breweries in the door as possible, and everyone drinks too much. With breweries hosting their own events, bringing in like-minded or vastly different breweries, oftentimes the consumer has the opportunity to taste more beers. There's not yet a food menu for Soft Beer Fest, but Woodson noted a preference Bavana has built into its business model. Dumplings go pretty easy with beer, he said. Tickets are $70 each and go on sale Wednesday, March 6th at noon. You can get tickets and find more information at brewerybavana.com, or you can call them at 919-829-9998. Our next article comes from NC Triangle Dining. First Take, Saint & Company in Durham for Stellar Pastries and Pizza. This was written by Ron Nguyen and published on February 22nd. Saint & Company is located at 810 9th Street, Suite 130 in Durham, and their phone number is 984-888-0190. When it comes to bakeries and sweets, Durham has its fair share of tasty options. Google Hupf in South Durham, East Durham Bake Shop, Monut's Donut, and more. So I was curious when I first heard about Saint & Company on 9th Street. I hadn't heard much about this business, but picked up some pictures on social media after it opened up. Saint & Company is officially a, and this is a tough one, Viennoiserie, I believe, which specializes in croissants, brioche, and more. With a menu covering sweet pastries and savory pizzas, I wasn't sure what to expect out of Saint & Company, but I had my fingers crossed because I knew they had a wonderful space for their new business. If you're headed out to visit Saint & Company on 9th Street, just be aware that it sits on the far northern end of the strip in a newish plaza. Saint & Company took over the short-lived Pie Hole space, which has a premium corner spot with a wonderful finished patio. Given all the previous baking equipment that was probably in the space from its previous owners, Saint & Company makes a lot of sense. They offer a variety of delicious croissants, sweet tarts, and more on display under glass. And if you don't have a sweet tooth, Saint & Company also has some sandwiches and pizzas on the menu, too. Counter order, grab a number, and then hang out and wait for your food. It's a chill space with plenty of Duke students taking advantage of their Wi-Fi and coffee drinks. Over the course of my two visits to Saint & Company, I dabbled in both the sweet and savory sides of the menu and have to give an edge to Team Sweet. Their chocolate croissant was loaded with high-quality dark chocolate and dusted with powdery sugar and sliced almonds. Phenomenal. And their salted caramel tart is a crunchy cooking topping over a pool of soft dulce de leche in a buttery crust. All really wonderful pastries if you're not holding back on the calories and maxing out on taste. And the pizzas at Saint & Company are solid, billed as Neapolitan, but a bit more casual. While the crust is tender, they roll it up, and I'm pretty sure they aren't doing a wood-fired oven in the back, so let's just call it Neapolitan style. But it's a good pie with excellent tomatoes, good cheese, and more. I'll have to work on the sandwiches on my next visit. But all in all, I'm quite pleased with what Saint & Company is doing for Durham. It's a higher-end pastry and coffee shop with excellent service and some nice lunch items to keep you rolling through the afternoon. While I'm not a huge fan of dealing with the traffic on 9th Street, there's now one more reason to hoof it over to this side of the Duke campus. Bon appetit! Saint & Company is located at 810 9th Street, Suite 130 in Durham, and their phone number is 984-888-0190. Also from NC Triangle Dining, news. Transfer Company Food Hall in Raleigh slowly emerges as a destination for foodies. The Transfer Company Food Hall is located at 500 East Davie Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919 232-8122. If you're waiting for the grand opening of the Transfer Company Food Hall, join the crowd. Over the past couple of months, construction has continued on and vendors have slowly been opening up their doors. As of mid-February, Locals, Oyster Bar, Che Empanadas, Benchwarmer Bagels, Captain Cookie, and the Milkman and Burial Beer Company have opened up along with the main Transfer Company Food Hall bar serving the entire space. Hours are starting to be posted more consistently, but it looks like they are trying to open up Thursday to Saturday, working around the construction. Check out their social streams and find details on their website. Note that due to current construction at the front of the building, the only entry to Transfer Company Food Hall is on the side. But after a couple of initial visits, I'm already impressed. The food vendors at Transfer Company Food Hall seem to have a bit higher end to them than, say, Morgan Street Food Hall. The industrial interior has been nicely renovated with a sunken lounge, upstairs loft area, and a large open patio outside. I'll be updating this post as things progress, but here's an idea of what to expect when you visit. I have high hopes that once Transfer Company Food Hall is totally filled up, it will be amazing. Looking forward to doing more detailed reviews on the deliciousness here. Vendors at the Transfer Company Food Hall include Benchwarmer's Bagels, which is open, Bull Box, Burial Beer Company, which is open, Captain Cookie and the Milkman, which is open, Che Empanadas, which is open, Quixote's, Dank Burrito, which is currently occasionally visiting the space with their food truck, Locals Oyster Bar, which is open, Sweet Peas Urban Garden, and Videri Chocolates. Again, the Transfer Company Food Hall is located at 500 East Davie Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-232-8122. And for something a little on the odd end in the restaurant world, news. Cat Tails Cat Cafe in Chapel Hill opens next week as of the time of this writing. This was published February 10th on NC Triangle Dining and was written by Ron Wynn. When it comes to our furry friends, we love them all, and whether you're talking about your dogs or your cats. But cat lovers in the Triangle are going to get a cool new option to hang out with their felines. The Cat Tails Cat Cafe, opening in Chapel Hill. I had seen the announcement for this interesting concept last summer and kept a watch on their space on Franklin Street as construction continued. After a donation of some cat goodies to the Cat Tails Cat Cafe, I was invited for a preview of the space. And I can tell you for sure, it's going to be an interesting new option in Chapel Hill. The Cat Tails Cat Cafe sits in a short, two-story brick building at 431 West Franklin Street in what used to be a clothing store. Enter through the side and you'll be in the cafe area on the first floor. Co-owner Katie Potaris, wearing cat ears, is busily working on the opening day preparations, and she greets my friend and I. Cat Tails Cat Cafe will be offering coffee, beer, wine, and other drinks, along with baked goods from Phoenix Bakery in Pittsburgh once things get ramped up. Today, they're putting together the display case and some of the other furniture for their space. Right at the entrance, there's also a bulletin board of the current kitty employees at the Cat Tails Cat Cafe. All kitty employees are from the Goat House Refuge out in Pittsburgh and available for adoption unless they've already been spoken for. We hear some plaintive meowing outside a second glass door and in the stairwell area, and it's time to meet our furry friends. We walk through the second glass door and into the stairwell for your area. The noisy cat has already set up shop here in a fleece sleeper, enjoying the sunlight pouring through the window panes. Up at the top of the stairs is Cat Tail's Cat Cafe's main lounge area, decorated with a mint green floral mural with plenty of lounging space. There are several couches, throw pillows in pink and white, and young cats skittering about across the polished wood floor. The residents of the Cat Tail's Cat Cafe are mostly 9 months to 2 years old, teenagers, and are young enough to have a lot of energy, but old enough to show off their personalities. They range across a variety of colors, from black to white to gray, calico, long hair, short hair, and more. I hope they get a couple of gingers sometime soon. There are plenty of toys, exploration tubes, and teasers scattered about, and the cats seem very well adjusted. They are coming out to sniff, play, and explore, while others sit contentedly napping in their chosen spots. Upstairs, I meet the second co-owner, Eileen Spitzer, who is contentedly keeping her furry charges entertained. Cat Tail's Cat Cafe is limited to 12 furry employees, and they will obviously be rotating in the guests as they get adopted. The $12 per hour per person visitation price, along with the sale of beverages and snacks, will help keep Cat Tail's Cat Cafe up and running. All the adoption fees will go directly to the Goat House Refuge to support their efforts. We hang out a bit, and my friend Steve plays with one cat while I've got Coco Chanel Cat following me around for a taste of my Corona beer. She must be a bit of a party girl. They are active and curious kitties, making for a fun visit. Katie apparently got the idea for a cat cafe right before she moved from Charleston to the Triangle, and she estimates that there are about 80 to 100 cat cafes in the country. And now the Triangle has one, too. The Cat Tail's Cat Cafe is working hard towards an opening next week in mid-February, but keep an eye out on their Facebook page for more details. Cat lovers, rejoice. You've got a new hangout spot to enjoy the soothing play and preening of some adorable felines out in Chapel Hill. The Cat Tail's Cat Cafe is located at 431 West Franklin Street, Suite 210 in Chapel Hill, and there is no phone number or website listed, nor could I find one online. So once again, the Cat Tail's Cat Cafe is located at 431 West Franklin Street, Suite 210 in Chapel Hill, and there is no phone number or website available online that I could find. And now for a few Friday fun food facts from the Triangle Food Blog, published on Friday, March 1st. Starting with Wake County Restaurant News, we got word from Michael D. Pissera of the National Restaurants property that up in Wake Forest, Filippo Fanfani has purchased Bruno's Italian Bistro, located at 1248 South Main Street, and will bring many recipes from his Italian homeland. He will also rename the restaurant Amelia's Authentic Italian Restaurant. Over in Raleigh, reader Hugh Autry noticed that an Eastern Gate Cafe has opened up in the old Applebee's spot at the corner of Hillsborough Street and Gorman Street. It's now a coffee shop / hookah bar. And down in Fuquay's Arena, we got the official press release that Vicious Fishes Brewery has expanded to a second location, opening a new restaurant in downtown Fuquay's Arena at 132 South Fuquay Avenue. Named Tap and Kitchen to reflect the presence of a taproom and full restaurant, the 8,350 square foot location features 16 taps of Vicious Fishes beer and an eclectic food menu, as well as wine, local cider, and a full liquor bar. From Durham, Orange County, and Chatham County, in Chapel Hill, Michael D. Pissera also shared that the old Sugarland space on Franklin Street will be the new home to Blue Moon Micro Creamery, serving up ice cream made in-house with liquid nitrogen. The Daily Tar Heel added that Cindy and Dave Somasterum will open the ice cream shop on April 1st. They've been making ice cream for 45 years and have owned ice cream shops all over the U.S. We were unable to find an online presence, so stay tuned. Also on Franklin Street, the Daily Tar Heel shared news that restaurant chain Pino Mediterranean Grill plans to expand to Chapel Hill to replace Tama Cafe at 105 Franklin Street, which recently closed. The new Chapel Hill location will be the seventh for the franchise. Their menu includes hero sandwiches, wraps, and bowls. Their site also includes a location coming to Raleigh soon. Reader Nadia Salazar shared the news that Faux Happiness has opened on the west end of Franklin Street at 508 A Franklin Street in the former Guru Indian restaurant spot next to Italian Pizzeria 3. She notes that they offer great food, prices, and amazing banh mi all day. That will make anyone happy. Food trucks. Go ahead and mark down the dates for the 2019 Durham Food Truck Rodeos. They are March 24th, June 16th, September 1st, and November 3rd. Events. Shop Local Raleigh's annual craft beer festival, Brugaloo, will take place April 26th through 27th. 2019 Brugaloo features craft breweries from North Carolina and partners with local food trucks, local vendors, and local bands. Also this past week, Brugaloo was nominated as one of the top beer festivals in the country. That's right, in the country. Right now we sit atop the leaderboard, but we need your vote to stay there. Cary's fourth annual Fest in the West Festival returns on Saturday, May 4th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the USA Baseball National Training Complex. The event features old-fashioned contests like pie eating, artists, beer, 10 food trucks, and live bands on multiple stages. The rain date is set for May 5th. Tickets are on sale now for Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina's Thrive North Carolina, scheduled for May 9th through 10th at City Market in downtown Raleigh. The inaugural event attracted thousands of members to the community to celebrate North Carolina's culinary roots, while also initiating critical conversations about food insecurity in our state. The highlight of the two-day event is the festival, which will feature more than 60 of the area's best restaurants, serving food and drink samples, as well as live entertainment, including chef demonstrations and music. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138.